Hi, and welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers, with me this week, again, as always,
Josh Sawyer
and Brandon Thomas Britt.
I like how you always put the Thomas in there. I noticed that you go with the make sure everybody yep. can Google you 100%.
Gotta have it all there, man.
So what's going on, guys?
Well, what do you got going on, Josh?
Nothing.
Yeah, not much.
We started off last week with the Halo-ish stuff.
Yes.
Since played this Halo. And it's really good.
It's really good in your opinion?
I think so. I guess we'll just go straight into what we're playing. I played about maybe an hour and a half of the single player. I got right to where you start seeing the Protheans, and their guns are atrocious, so I gave up. But
their guns are actually pretty good.
Not the two they give you in the campaign. They give you the pistol that you have to hold, and then it shoots the five bullets at once or whatever. They give you that one, and they give you some other terrible gun. But the multiplayer's been fun. I haven't tried Spartan Ops yet. Only issue I've had with it is connecting to parties. Like, actually getting...
Yeah, that's been a big issue,
connecting
actually.
To matchmaking. Like, we sat in a room. I know me and you, Josh, played last night. We didn't really have any issues, but, like, the night before, I played with, like, five or six people. No, like, we couldn't get connected for, like, almost 30 minutes one time. Like, we kept having to back out and try again.
Oh, and it finally worked.
Yeah. You know?
Man, we couldn't connect with one of our friends in California, like, for the life of us.
Yeah.
We just kept trying, and it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, we finally just... I think the trick is that we've noticed is if you play a custom game first, and then... I know we played custom game with all of us in it, because we could get each other in, and then we could just match... Joining matchmaking was the problem for us, like, finding a game. But it'd be, like, 80,000 people playing, can't connect. But then we could connect... Like, we couldn't play Big Team Slayer, but we could play...
Infinity Slayer.
No, we could play some other mode. I can't think of the name of it. We could play that, but there was only, like, 2,000 people in that game type. It made no sense why we couldn't connect to the one with 80,000.
Weird.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I've been playing that. I played more Assassin's Creed 3, and I think I'm pretty much just had it with Assassin's Creed 3. I've got to... you start the game off with a different character, spoilers, and I got to... The main character you see playing as a kid, a teenager, and then finally an adult. I got to the part where he was a kid, I shot a bear, and I'm just done with it.
You shot a bear, and you're just like, I've had enough.
Yeah, I mean, I spent the like, maybe 20 minutes, you know, you're supposed to, it's this really quick mission, you're supposed to shoot this bear, and I just shot the bear, and then, like, started wandering around shooting deer and whatever else was moving. Because I had nothing else to do, because that game's just garbage.
Like a hunter.
Yeah, I mean, like, but unlike Red Dead, like, there's no, you can at least tell that there's a, there's any reasoning for what you're doing. You know, like, there's no, like, you're just slaughtering animals.
Aimlessly wandering around.
And like, but when you, on a Red Dead, you would kill them, and then it would be like, you have a bear pelt. I'm sure it does probably open up a little more once you're not a 10-year-old kid, but, what about you guys? What have you been playing? I know it's all I've been playing all week.
Well, first off, what did you, out of five, what would you give Assassin's Creed 3?
Probably close to a 2.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
Probably close to a 4.
That's pretty bad.
And everybody, I mean, all their sites rated it in the 8s, and I just don't see, I mean, I just don't see what they were talking about. Maybe the game opens up a lot more and gets a lot better, but I would say if you have to play a game 5 hours before it gets good, like, there's an issue. Like, that's not good game design. I mean, you know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me that you can go through, you know, and have cool things like, oh, ship, you can do naval ship battles, you get to fight in the war, the big battle scenes, but first we're going to make you trudge through 5 hours of story that's terrible.
God, like a tutorial mode kind of?
It's a five-hour tutorial, essentially. Like, you play as one guy, and you play with him for about 2.5 hours, and you switch to Connor, the main character, but you play as him as a kid, and then you play as him as a teenager learning to be an assassin, then finally the game opens up and lets you play as... You know, the dude that, with the tomahawks that's murdering people in all the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know.
It just takes way too long.
It took way too long to get into it, you know, and like I said, I tried. I really gave it a good shot, and I just couldn't do it. I sent back Need for Speed to Gamefly this week. Need for Speed was fun. I played it for...
Which one was it again?
The Most Wanted, the new
Most
one.
Most Wanted.
Yeah, I played it a little bit on my Vita, maybe 30, 45 more minutes, but I just really don't have time for it because of next week. So you guys have just been Haloing it out, mostly?
Pretty much.
We've been Haloing it out. Went through a point in time where... I guess it's been the Halo part of the year. So, first we were obsessed with it, and then we started noticing all the server issues, and that was pretty annoying, and it got hard to link up with people. And another problem is they don't have enough maps.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, if you play Big Team Slayer, you'll get some different maps, but if you're just like playing Team Slayer and that stuff,
I noticed they have about five maps for each, Big Team Slayer and Normal Slayer. But in those five maps, you have maybe two that everyone always picks. So basically, when you play,
I noticed last night when we were playing, I've been playing the same levels over and over. I just assumed that it was.
Yeah, if you play Big Team Battle, then you're probably going to play Ragnarok over and over.
Valhalla.
Valhalla, yeah. I didn't even know they changed the name. I just was like, oh, this is Valhalla. There's a big mech here for some reason.
And everyone picks it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Valhalla every time.
It's cool, but I mean, like I said, it's a level we've played.
It looks exactly the same. They had
I just up-res everything.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of those things like why? I mean, it's when everybody was clamoring for Blood Gulch. We want Blood Gulch back. We want Blood Gulch back.
They said they were going to make the least controversial decision whenever they gave us a new map.
Yeah,
and so you think they would pick the map that has been on every single game.
Yeah, but no, Valhalla.
No, Valhalla. Yeah,
I'm sure we'll pay once we have to pay the $20 for the map packs. I'm sure they'll start actually turning out two maps that won't be good, and then we'll be like, well, one of these maps is okay. So I guess we'll it's worth it.
Yeah.
So I guess if that's all we've been playing, we can go on to the news, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you got anything else.
Black Ops. I'm excited about that. I heard a lot of people weren't. Luckily, I'm going into this one blind. And I've got a 3D TV, so I'm excited about the 3D on it. I'm wondering how it's going to be.
It'll be terrible, but it'll be in 3D.
You really think it'll be that bad?
I don't know, man. We were playing last night with one of my friends, and like he's a diehard Call of Duty fan. Like that's, we were playing Halo with him, and he's just like, man, he just wasn't happy. Like, I mean, I think people that love Call of Duty are going to love it, but I think people that were expecting like this perfect storm of a game, this perfect game, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest problem is people raise their expectations so high. They keep track of it. They wait, and then they're there every single moment, knowing anything that's ever happened with it. And then you just end up being disappointed because it doesn't live up to your standards. I mean, as an overall game, I'm almost positive that it's going to be a great game. But as for a person having their standards way too high and then being let down, I think that's going to happen to a lot
of
people.
I mean, that's honestly why I was on Blackout with Halo 4, because I just assumed I was going to be disappointed. Like, there was no doubt in my mind I was going to be disappointed.
You're watching the commercials on TV, you're like, this is just too much.
Like, this is just not, I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to like it.
Yeah,
I mean, Call of Duty looks good. It sold a million copies in one day, just at GameStop. GameStop reported they sold a million copies.
Wow.
I mean, you got to think. People go to Best Buy, people go to Walmart, people go to their mom and pops, Amazon. I mean, people get these games from other places for one retailer to be like, yeah, we sold a million.
God.
And I mean, GameStop usually bluff their figures completely. Like, they'll bluff them a little bit, but not that much. The only disappointing thing would be if you were a Call of Duty player on PC. Apparently your disc 2 was Mass Effect 1. Which doesn't even make any sense, but
so they shipped out Mass Effect 1 with
Call of Duty Black Ops, yeah.
That's amazing.
But I mean EA, EA and Activision, they don't really like each other, so EA was like, "Fine, yeah, we'll give you guys a free copy, play our great game and don't play the game that you just bought. Play this game."
Wow.
I mean, it's just random. It doesn't make any sense.
So, can they even play it, though? Like, do they need the disc 2?
I think you can play it, but I think disc 2 may just be like a install or something. Like, maybe
the download
something. But I'm sure you can get them off, Steam or something like that if you bought it that way. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But it's only the people that bought it on the disc, not people that bought it through Steam or Origin or however way you get PC games. I don't know how you get PC games.
Yeah.
They don't even sell them in stores anymore, hardly.
That's true. Because everyone steals them.
That's true.
Just coming like the Pirate Bay,
torrent sites, everything.
Yeah,
and you've got to feel bad for the people that make these like little indie PC games that one person will buy and the rest of America will steal.
That's true,
but
that's the way it goes.
We kind of flew into the news section. StarCraft 2. While we're on PC, did either one of you guys play StarCraft 2?
No. I am not a StarCraft gamer.
Really?
It's true.
If this hunk of shit computer would run StarCraft, that would be all I'd play. I love StarCraft. It's the Heart of the Swarm. It's the, because basically they did the Zerg, they basically did the humans, the aliens, and the Zerg are all three going to have their own campaign in their own game, basically.
Oh, wow.
So the StarCraft II, the first one came out with the Marines. It was cool. I played it on somebody's computer. I don't remember where I played it, but it was cool. I liked it a whole lot. But I just wish I had a PC that would run it well. Like, this thing will run it. It runs really, really bad.
How long did it take to come out of that game?
A long time.
I remember playing the originals back in high school.
I remember I bought the
freshman year, maybe. Kid and seeing my brother play it.
Talking about StarCraft, I remember my mom for Christmas one year bought me. You know, I wanted StarCraft for the computer, but at the time, you know, she didn't want me on the computer because it was going to rot my brain or whatever. But she bought me StarCraft for the N64.
I remember that. I remember playing with you.
Yes.
For the N64.
Yeah. So I mean, me and Josh would build up our bases. You know, like we're expecting this giant onslaught from the computer, and the AI was so bad. Like we build up the, you know, just be loaded. Like, all right, we're gonna take out the computer first, and then try to take out each other.
Oh yeah, the AI from the 64.
We'd get up there, and they'd be like, they'd have like one little alien at their base. Like, what have you been doing the past hour and a half? Like, we'll have souped up tanks just ready to roll, and then, you know, I don't know.
That brings me back to GoldenEye being on levels, and the enemies are like right there where they can see you, but unless they're able to like turn the corner and get in line with you, they can't shoot at you.
Well, yeah, that problem still happens in Assassin's Creed 3. Like, I've shot people with a dart or a bow, and they're just like, huh?
Like, what happened? Where did that come from?
Like, you'll walk up beside somebody, and like you'll be in the hay, you know, and like a guard will walk by. Say you two are walking by, you're both guards. I reach out and grab Brandon and pull him in the hay, and then you're just like, huh?
Where'd that guy go?
I guess he's gone.
Well, and you just keep on trucking. It's like, you just got... He was right there. You were having a conversation.
And he vanished.
Yeah, just got ripped out. So, also came out this week. So, I guess we'll start to that. Came out this week. It was Call of Duty, of course. The big game. Millions of people playing it. Another game came out that... I don't know if... I know you said you were excited about LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I enjoy the LEGO games, honest.
I enjoy them, strangely.
I beat all the LEGO Harry Potters, and I've played some of the LEGO Indiana Jones.
I just facepalmed. I know it's a radio show, but I just completely facepalmed. LEGO Indiana Jones is okay.
What?
It was okay. The LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Because I love Indiana Jones so much, I will suffer through LEGO Indiana Jones. But the LEGO Harry Potter's where I draw the line in the sand.
I'm an avid Harry Potter fan. But LEGO Lord of the Rings is going to be the first one where they have people that actually talk. All the other LEGO's games, they make weird noises. And
are you serious?
Dead serious. And, so this one will be the first one where they actually have voices. Kind of.
See, that was the funny part about the LEGO games. That actually make, well, they, you know, when they try to produce the story, they were just like, we can't talk, so here's a sign that says I'm saying this, or whatever.
Now they're going
to
be all serious.
But apparently, Josh, if you went to the store and bought LEGO Lord of the Rings, you got home, you opened up your copy, the disc says demo disc on it, with a giant sticker right in the center that says LEGO Lord of the Rings demo disc. And it's actually the full game. But somebody just put a sticker on there that says demo disc on every copy that's shipped to retail on Xbox 360.
What company makes this game?
It's Telltale. I don't know who it's published by. I would imagine EA or Activision 1.
Yeah, since they messed up with
Mass
Effect.
They screwed up everything else, yeah.
They messed up with that, too.
Next week, this next couple of days is actually going to be pretty good for, pretty big for gamers. Not particularly us in particular, but, I mean, Sunday, November 18th, the Wii U launches. And it launches with titles like Darksiders, which came out 2 months ago, Assassin's Creed, which came out 3 weeks ago, Just Dance 4, which I don't give two craps about, Call of Duty, which came out 5 days ago, Nintendo Land, which is Wii Sports and came out 10 years ago, and Ninja Gaiden 3, which came out last year.
You think Nintendo Land is going to be that much like Wii Sports?
I have no... I don't know.
Nintendo Land is just a game to showcase how to use the controlling system for the Wii U.
But the crappy part is like, if you want to play the Nintendo Land, right? Yeah. Say we're all wanting to play. We have to play with Wiimotes. One person gets to use Wiimotes. Like, we've stepped back.
Do we still have to use our Wii system?
No, we can. No,
they
just
get
use
new
the
new system with the Wii U.
Okay. Wiimotes are backwards compatible, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the Wiimotes, you can knock the dust off them and use them on the...
Woohoo!
Yeah.
The worst controller ever made.
Oh, God. And, you know, I actually...
Do you guys think that any of these games are going to help the sales of the Wii U at all?
I don't think so, but I think the people that are going to buy it, like the people that are not diehard, at least it gives them something to play. At least, you know, they'll have Darksiders. They'll have... Like I said, Darksiders came out a couple months ago and was good. It was not great. I mean, I beat it. It was not the world's greatest game, but it's not awful either. Assassin's Creed 3, I've had my issues with. Maybe they fixed in this one. Just Dance 4. Any of you guys an expert on Just Dance 4?
I'm sure Josh will end up owning it.
Yeah, I will probably have it, but I'll probably end up having it on the 360 for the Kinect.
It's not his fault.
My girlfriend loves Just Dance.
That's the common excuse when you go to GameStop. I promise I'm not buying this for me.
He always promised me.
Whenever
it
I went to go buy Lego Harry Potter, I was proud of that.
You're proud of that?
Yeah, I threw that right on him.
Like, this is for me right here.
Yeah. Right then, he tried to convince me. He was like, are you sure you don't want Borderlands 2? I'm like, I'm positive.
I have this Lego game.
I'm gonna get this Lego game and dominate it.
just because you're an achievement whore, that's all you want from games is just achievements. But I don't think. I mean, the launch lineup's good. I mean, if you look at it, like if you were for whatever reason, like if you're just coming into this and you're buying a Wii U, you're gonna have really good games to play. I guess coming from us, it's jaded because it's like, well, we can already get Call of Duty. Well, we can already get
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, this is the reason I canceled my pre-order and moved it to something else. But it's just because, yeah, I was gonna flip it, but I don't know. It's not worth flipping to me. Like, I guess I could have made a couple $100, but
a lot of people were doing that, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there was just the market was gonna be saturated with people flipping them. I had a feeling. You know, it's cool because you've got things like Call of Duty, and they've never had an actual Call of Duty. They've had Call of Duty, but it's always been bootleg Call of Duty. It's not been an actual, it's not been the same game that's on the other platforms.
Right.
Do you honestly think that it will have any kind of standard towards any of the other game systems? I mean, it can't hold,
power.
You know, yeah, it can't
hold.
Well,
this has got the power. The power is not the question. It's the online system that's
You're
the question.
You're telling me that Nintendo made a system that
it
actually
does. It has more RAM booted towards both the video and the gaming console itself. So it does run faster than
It'll run
Xbox and PlayStation.
Are you serious?
It's a little bit more powerful than both of them.
Yeah,
but
it has 2 gigabytes. And it splits it in half, so you have a gigabyte towards both the Wii or towards the gaming system and towards the video.
Huh.
And then PlayStation, I think, has
like
500K. Yeah, I think it's like 512.
They cannot run Skyrim on PS3.
I think it's 512 megabytes.
512 megabytes.
Yeah, and then the Xbox has the same, but don't get me wrong, the PlayStation does run better because it also has 512s towards video and towards gaming system. The Xbox combines them with 512 to both.
Gotcha.
And it has to divvy it up however it does inside.
But going back to your question, I don't think for hardcore gamers there's not a lot there, but for people that are diehard Nintendo fans, they're going to get it. They're probably going to play
for a little while.
You'll look at it and you'll be like, "Well, I never played Batman Arkham City. I never played whatever, I'll get it on this, you know." But after that, I mean, there's no, I don't see a reason to own it. I don't see it, and maybe I'm just being, you know, a hater, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's not the right
word.
You're
a Nintendo hater?
But there's not
Hold on, we got a Nintendo hater in the room.
But there's not a growth for it, you know. Like, with the Xbox and with the PlayStation, you have online gameplay that, you know, millions of people play, you know, every day. But with the Wii system, there was not, whenever it came out, there was online, but I mean, it wasn't to the extent that they had capabilities to
be able to do anything. If you
ever tried
to play Smash Brothers or Mario Kart online, you know exactly what we're talking about. It just didn't work.
So
not enough people?
Yeah.
No, not even not enough people, but like, it just...
Even when they tried to reboot the Wii with GoldenEye, you know, they did the GoldenEye reboot. I mean...
About that.
The online gameplay for it was so lacking. Yeah, I mean, it's just so lacking. Like, there's no lackluster. There's nothing for you to look forward to. And there aren't even enough players to be able to play against. You'd play against the same 5 guys every single day.
And I mean, the limitations on this system, I think, that were on the original Wii are not on this one. I mean, you have the ability to hook up a hard drive. You're not limited to
SD cards. I mean, you can hook a 250 gig hard drive up to it if you want to.
Does it come with one?
No. It comes with 32 gigs or 8 gigs, depending on which one you want.
It's not too bad.
But, I mean, if you think about it, I'm running a 120 gig on my Xbox, and I'm almost out of room. My PS3 is an 80 gig, and I'm almost out of room. Like,
oh, dang. Yeah, I've still got a lot of room.
They have
left
the
mine.
PlayStation 3.
I don't save much.
Oh. See, I download. You guys give me crap about playing arcade games all the time, but I do. That's
well, the PlayStation 3 has released a version that has a 500 gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah, I know. I still have my original PS3. I'm just waiting on it to.
And then I believe the 360 has a 320. I think that's their limit. So, I mean, even with that, I mean, you could exchange hard drives, swap data. I mean, that you have the growth capability. I mean, you could always go out and buy just the $320 hard drive and throw it in the Xbox.
Yeah, and
transfer all your data.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that I think going back to Nintendo, I bought a 3DS when they first came out.
We still have ours.
And I didn't play it for a long time.
Same here.
And I mean, it's one of those things like they always get me. They always get me. But
it's
I'm like,
it's Nintendo.
This time, I feel like I'm like taking a stand. I'm like, no, shame on you. Last time, you
that's
know,
kind
like,
of how I feel.
Like
about
it's
it.
Like, no, I'm sure you'll get me. I'm prolonging this. Like, I'm sure you'll get me as soon as Zelda's announced or Mario Kart or Smash Brothers. I'm sure I'm gonna have it. But it's just. No, you're not going
to
get me this time.
Well, you always expect Nintendo to come out with something that's fantastic, like the greatest thing. Because for the longest, I mean, that's what it was. It was Nintendo. I mean, what did they have to compete against them? Sega? And I mean...
Don't hate.
I mean, I'm not hating on Sega. I mean, you know...
I'll go back to that later. Put a pin in that one, too. Yeah. Coming back to it.
I mean, I'm not hating on Sega, but I mean, that was their competition. And I mean, compared to that, I mean, Nintendo was huge. I mean,
it
was majorly dominant.
Sega.
Oh, I mean, they beat the shit out of them. There's no question.
That's why Sega just makes games now.
Right. Well, that was mostly Sony's death nail. But Sega shot themselves in the foot a lot. Repeatedly shot themselves in the foot. I'm talking about Sega. I played Toe Jam and Earl, the Xbox Live thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I felt like it reminded me of when I was a kid. And, you know, I'd play at my aunt's house. It's the first place I played a Sega was at her house, and I played Toe Jam and Earl, and it was good. And then I was like, well, you know what? I'm kind of on a little Sega kick. Let me download the Sonic Adventure 2 demo, and I played it, and I was like, God, this is bad. How did I ever think that this was a good game back in the day? It just does. I mean, it plays like crap.
You turned your back on Sonic.
Yeah, I mean, he turned his back on me before becoming a werehog and all that crap. but it, I don't know. It's one of those things. I'm hoping Nintendo does well. I don't want to see any company. I don't want to see any of the three companies fail. I'm not that big of a fanboy to say. I hope Sony goes out of business because ultimately, if there's no competition,
then there's no advancement. No. Without competition, they'll never ever change. I mean, we're the best.
Look at
we're
Madden.
Just going to say the same. Yeah, exactly. They have no other sports game that can compete with them. The only thing they continue to do is tweak their graphics.
But NBA, like NBA 2K12 and NBA Live is a perfect example. Like NBA 2K12 or 2K13 was such a good game. You know, they just progressively got better and they tried out. And NBA Live haven't came out with an NBA Live in 3 years.
Wow.
They've canceled them twice. Like this year's was supposed to come out and they canceled it. Like, it came out, they canceled it like a month before release. Like, it wasn't one of those things they canceled a long time. They just realized, hey, we have something not good. And it was going to be an Xbox Live download game. Like, it wasn't even going to come to retail. Like, that's how...
And they canceled that.
That's how far they have fallen off, I guess.
Wow.
And speaking of Xbox Live, it is 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. And since I was a beta tester, it looks like I might be getting a free Xbox.
I hate you.
I know.
I've had my Xbox Xbox Live for 9.5 years, and since you were a beta tester,
just a little too short there, aren't you?
Yeah. Basically, they're giving out what we're talking about is if you can Google it. It's a 10-year anniversary Xbox 360. It's gray. It looks pretty sweet. Comes with a controller.
Has a little orange stripe on it.
Yeah. And they've been randomly shipping them out to people that have had Xbox Live 10 years, and beta testers specifically. And I guess the main topic of this week we'll just talk mostly about Xbox Live. You were the beta tester. You were the first one that got it. I remember you telling me, hey, I got this puck thing that plugs into my controller and I can talk. And I was just like,
yeah,
like my mind was just blown. Like I thought it was going to be the coolest thing ever, and then I went over to your house and you were playing Revolt, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they shipped me some free games, and the games they always shipped me weren't exactly the best games I'd seen.
So, I mean, I guess back the story of how did you become a beta tester? How did you even remember how you exactly got into it?
Yeah, I just went to like Xbox's website, and it said something about beta testing Xbox Live and how you get to play all your games online. And at the time, I was into Halo 1 and always playing it on XB Connect.
XBC.
Yeah. So since I'd been doing XBC and there's an actual service coming out, you know, from Xbox, I immediately, you know, filled out like the whole form and everything, and they picked me and started like sending me games and like controllers and memory cards and stuff like that.
That's kind of neat. Because
and now they're sending me an Xbox.
Yeah. Hurts my feelings really bad.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I bet you do. The first time I remember actually playing Xbox Live, I remember, I think it had to have been at your house because that was the first place I saw it. And I was like, you know what, this is going to be really cool. I got mine. You know, I remember, because you had to have a credit card at the time. You couldn't just sign up with an account.
Right.
So, like, I remember tricking my mom into, like, I gave her $50 and I was like, hey, I'm just going to use your credit card to sign on. Here's the $50. They're not going to charge you anything else. Pay no mind to this. And then, like, a year later, she's like, why did $50 come out of my account? And I was like, I don't know. Here's $50 more, though, just to make up for it.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
And then, you know, finally I transferred it over to my car when I got 18. But I remember going into games, or it was Game Crazy at the time, and I just remember, like, it was the coolest thing if you could see that little stripe across the top. It's like, crap, that game plays on Xbox Live. Yes.
Yeah, I remember
get
that.
Get on
man.
There. Like, that little feeling of, like, Rainbow Six 3's got online play. Ghost Recon's got online. Like, those games, looking back now, like, it's one of those things, like, I guess we kind of forget, like, there was no party. Like, it was all in-game chat. Like, it was, now if you join a game and try to do in-game chat, there's nobody there. The parties have killed in-game chat. They've killed trash talking, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember just, you know, staying up nights late, super late, just playing, you know, just, oh crap, what's so-and-so doing? Oh, look, they're playing this game, you know, and you could just, it was so basic back then. I guess we kind of forget that now you can get everything on Xbox Live. Like,
yeah.
You know, and
it has evolved a lot.
Yeah.
So much.
And I play most all my games.
You can do anything on there. I mean, they now have the Internet Explorer app on there, so you can literally go to Internet Explorer.
And they've had Netflix.
Yeah, they've had Netflix, Hulu Plus. I mean,
thinking about it, like when we got the original 360, like when the 360 came out, Xbox Live was a big part of it on a disc. Like you had to put a disc in to get to the Xbox Live Arcade. Like there was no integrated system for it.
Right.
But to me, I mean, I play a ton of downloadable games. So, I mean, Xbox Live Arcade is probably one of the coolest things. But do you remember, I mean, thinking back, like the Blades, like actually having to go left to right on the Blade system, there was no background downloading when it first came out. Like, you'd have to sit there and just watch your bar go. Like,
yeah.
If you wanted to download Marvel Blast or Geometry Wars, it took forever.
I remember that. Yeah. You just had to sit there and wait.
Yeah, but I mean, the Perfect Dark Zero, like the games that worked on Xbox Live that first time when everybody was chatting together, stuff, it's just amazing to think like how far and how short kids today, man. They weren't using XBC. They weren't using a dial-up modem on their Dreamcast to play Fantasy
Star. They automatically get something and it's attached to the internet. You know, when we were kids, you know.
When we were kids,
what did we have?
Our Nintendo.
We had the computer and we had Nintendo.
I feel like we should just be like young, get off our lawn or something. Like we're a bunch of old fogies, but we're not. I mean, we're all in our mid-20s. Like we're not. Like it's jumped. I mean, even like I said, 10 years for Xbox Live is a lot. I mean,
and it's such a drastic change from what it was when it first got here and now. I mean, if you take it from like where it started, like Xbox Connect, I mean, from that to Xbox Live now, I mean, it's insane.
And, you know, they were, I was watching an interview on Up at Noon on IGN, and they were talking to the guy from Bungie, and they were saying that, you know, basically Microsoft came to them with Halo 2 and were like, hey, we got this thing, you know, that we're working on. You guys should put it on there, and, you know. They were kind of like, I don't know if online, I don't know if that's, I mean, System Link's working pretty good. I don't know if that's the way to go. But, you know, and then Microsoft, they were like, we don't really have the resources. And apparently Microsoft just walked up and was like, check.
We now have
the resources. But, I mean, Halo 2 was probably the Xbox, the reason I'd say 90% of people played on Xbox Live that first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody was playing
any games other than Halo 2, mostly. I mean, once Halo 2 came out, that's what everyone.
Once it was online and you were able to play with your friends and not have to leave your house.
Yeah, it was the LAN party was over.
Ended the LAN party.
It ended the fact of carrying a backpack full of wires and routers,
heavy
and
Xboxes,
modems.
And
I used to carry like two TVs and like two Xboxes.
And you would have to find room for everybody. Somebody sitting on the toilet and in the sink and
in the bathroom.
That's happened. That's actually a true story.
What?
Yeah.
Someone was sitting on a toilet in a bathroom in a cabin in Natchez Trace on System Link while we had one of our Halo parties back in the day.
We refused to let anyone see each other's screen, so we had to find a room for everybody. The last room available was the bathroom.
Is that where you were?
No, I actually think I was out in one of the other bedrooms.
Okay, good.
But I mean, just you know. I think it's crazy that, you know, we were talking about Nintendo's online struggles and stuff. Like, is this, I mean, there's not even any games hardly that do split screen. Like,
that's,
hardly
yeah,
at
that's
all.
True.
Like,
they're starting to...
like, the split screen gaming has died. Like, I know you guys hang out and play games together all the time, but, like, split screen is dead, essentially. Like, it's...
The more dead they make.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you're basically just, you're eliminating a section of the market that's getting smaller, because I can't honestly tell you the last time I was like, hey man, let's come over, because it's so much easier to sit on your couch, you can go to bed when you want to, you can just play your games.
Eat some potato chips.
Absolutely. But I mean, I know next week we're getting a bunch of games next week, and we'll get to that in just a second, but do you guys have any other memories of Xbox Live that you guys can think of?
I don't know, I don't know. I think we got it, you know, how it just changed gaming big time. Like, ended the LAN parties, that's
drastically
probably the biggest
changed.
Thing.
I think that's part of the problem with the Wii. I mean, such a drastic change in such a short amount of time, they just haven't kept up.
Even PlayStation Network has struggled to keep up with Xbox Live, and I love PlayStation Network. Like, PlayStation Plus, we'll talk about that in a second, too. I have PlayStation Plus. I don't play online on my PS3 because there's no infrastructure. I mean, it's there, but it's not near as robust as Xbox Live.
Well, with Xbox Live, you have all the people that hated paying $5 a month to be able to have Xbox Live. And I mean, you think about all that money for all the millions of people that are paying for it, and they're able to put right back into Xbox Live. Compared to the people that want to play PlayStation online
and
for
free, yeah.
And they have no money coming into it, they have nothing going into it, and then when you buy Plus, I mean, there's not enough games for you to be able to, I mean, there are games, but there's not enough people to be able to put towards those games to buy the stuff for them.
I mean, essentially with PlayStation Plus, and I guess we'll transition into PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Plus is $50 a year. It's the same price as Xbox Live, but you get free games. Like, they give you a couple free games a month.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to give you anything like Call of Duty.
No, I mean, but they're going to give you Sony games. Like, they gave, like, when the first program rolled out, I mean, they were giving, like, small arcade games, stuff like that free. Not really anything to just write home about, but... middle of the summer, I mean, they came out with, like, you got Infamous 2 for free, Little Big Planet 2, Ratchet and Clank for free. Like, you got, like, six good games for free.
Wow.
And then every month, they're rotating titles in and out. So, I mean, once you download it, it's yours. As long as you're paid that $50 a year, it's yours. You get trophies.
But once that $50 runs out, do they take them back?
No, it's like Netflix. Like, if you're not playing, you know, like, as long as you, you know, there's been games that I'm like, I'm not going to get that, you know, and then it'll come on PlayStation Plus, and I'll get it. And they give you PS1 classics. They give you...
But are those games big enough to pull?
For instance, like with Infamous 2, right? Everybody had already bought Infamous 2 when they gave it for free. Like, they're giving games for free. It's more like a second chance game. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, this month, because they give away, Uncharted 3 is a bad example, but they're not going to give away the game that just came out because they still have to make money.
Yeah.
But they're going to give you something like Little Big Planet 1 right before Little Big Planet gave Borderlands 1.
Borderlands 1 when you could probably find it at the store for $20.
But, I mean, if you're getting it for free, it's one of those things, like, every month you get stuff for free. Like, I have my Vita, and they just announced PlayStation Plus for the Vita, and this time I get Uncharted, the Uncharted for Vita, I get Wipeout, I get Gravity Rush, I get Jet Set Radio, and I get Final Fantasy Tactics on PSP. Like, I get six games, and I don't even have to do it. I just turn on my system, and I can download them if I want to. Like, it's completely optional, but... I mean, Uncharted's the best game on Vita. I mean, it's $40 at the store. Gravity, I mean, these are 40, 80, 20. I mean, that's 100, almost $150 that they're just giving you.
And what's that game about?
Uncharted?
Yeah.
It's like Indiana Jones. Oh, okay. I mean, you're a treasure hunter. You shoot people. There's a good story. I wish you had a PS3 and I'd let you borrow it, but it's really good. I mean, Uncharted is probably my favorite franchise of this generation.
Wow.
It sucks you guys missed out on it. You guys got to get a PS3.
Eh. We got Halo boxes. Yeah.
You got Halo boxes.
Halo boxes, yeah. Yeah. Can't wait for my new one.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, going to that, I mean, that cool. the PlayStation Plus is really what makes my PSN worth it for me, because, I mean, I play, I always check the store on Tuesday. It's always got me checking the store on Tuesday to see what's up. You know, whereas Xbox has, I can't hidden their store terribly. Like, to actually go see what the new games are, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Like, it's a lot. It's really easy to access Netflix and access Internet Explorer. Like, it's super easy to do that. But if you want to go
But you want to go in and look for games, it does take a little bit.
Hey, what came out this week? I have to go through my games. I have to go through comings or new releases. And I have to go to, you know, arcade games, not Xbox On Demand. I mean, it's just a pain. So I think they definitely have room to work, for sure, on a lot of things. But next week, we got a bunch of games next week, and I really didn't realize this last show. We were just talking about, oh, it's Call of Duty, but Hitman Absolution comes out, PlayStation All-Stars, the Family Guy game comes out next week.
Family Guy game?
Yeah, and it actually looks good. It's a third-person shooter.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah, you play as Brian and Stewie, and you go through time and all that crap, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I got Game Plus sending it to me, so we'll play it next week.
Sweet.
Well,
also, I'll have Black Ops by then, so
yeah, and
we'll be able to review that.
We'll probably have a basic preview next week, too, of PlayStation All-Stars, so I'm going to get it Tuesday, and I think before we record the show, we're going to come over a couple hours early and really just bang out on some PlayStation All-Stars. But going back to... do you like that?
That's an interesting way of saying it.
Bang out.
I don't know where that came from, my bad.
let's go bang out.
You know, I meant to say hang out, like it came out that way, and then I was like, I don't know where that came from, honestly.
Well, it's okay, we'll go with it.
Yeah, it's a conversational podcast. The DVD this week.
Brave and The Watch both came out this week. I went and saw Brave in theater. I mean, it's a really good movie. It's a cartoon. It's Pixar, or Disney Pixar, so, I mean, it's really, really good. I enjoyed it.
The Watch looks funny. I saw the preview for it on Dish this week. It's got, like, I mean, Jonah Hill, Vince Vaughn. And Ben Stiller, is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I wanted to see.
Yeah, that's the movie they delayed. They delayed it because of the Trayvon Martin thing. Do you remember that? They had to change the name of it. It was called The Neighborhood Watch, and then after all that Trayvon Martin crap happened, they changed
they
it to The Watch, and they delayed
the
it a couple
now,
times.
I don't know about this Trayvon Martin stuff.
It's better that you don't. It's really bad.
Yeah. All right.
we'll cover it later.
All right.
You guys got anything else as DVDs or games before we move on? I know I skipped ahead.
No, I'm good right now.
Basically, the theaters this week
are going to be swarmed by 13-year-old girls going to see Twilight Breaking Dawn 2.
Yeah, buddy.
And Cody will be there, because he's a big fan of Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
I hear he loves it.
Yeah, I'm going to skip 007 completely and just go put my Team Edward shirt on and go run and do that.
Twilight.
Yeah, I'm glad this is the last one. I hope it's the last one. I'm sure they'll milk it and put some other stupid movie out, but...
It'll be like 18 more.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife made me watch the Twilight movies, and, like, the first...
His wife, he claims.
Yeah, the first couple, like, they're just staring at each other the entire movie. It's the dumbest thing ever.
They're just staring at each other
basically,
the whole time.
Like, they just stare at each other and breathe hard for the entire first movie.
God.
Yeah, I don't see how anybody can like it, but I guess we're the wrong demographic for that movie.
Yeah,
agreed.
But basically, I mean, there's been, you know, Black Friday's coming up too. Are you going to be camping out on Black Friday like you normally do for $5 DVDs?
I believe I probably will. Walmart opens up at 8 o'clock that night, so right after I get done eating my turkey, I'm going to Walmart and buy some movies. And then
you're going to fight little old ladies getting towels for 30 cents
tackle
cheaper.
Them and punch them in the face, you know.
But you've done, this is kind of a ritual for you, though. You do. I always usually have to work, but you usually try to...
Yeah, I do it every week. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Do you enjoy the rush of doing it, or is it just one of those things you just want $5 DVDs that bad?
It's kind of like all the stuff that I missed out all year, because I'm too broke and I'm too cheap to go out and buy anything for myself. So I'm like, all right, well, here's Black Friday. All the stuff that I wanted is only $5 now, so I'm going to go out and I'm going to get it.
You're part of the problem. You're the reason that we are opening it. That stores are opening at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm that guy. And then I'm like, you know, I've lagged on buying Christmas gifts. You know, you're supposed to buy them months ahead and hide them in the closet and whatnot. No. But no, I'm gonna go Black Friday.
As a man, that we all wait nice. To like the last minute. Yeah. You're doing good if you're getting it that early.
I'm like, hey, that looks nice. She might want that. I'm gonna go and grab that real quick. And it's only like $3 compared to 30.
But then you just take the $3 sticker off and be like, honey, I was thinking of you.
Yeah, there you go.
Because in her mind, she's gonna assume you did it last minute and paid full price.
But I mean, there are a lot of things that go on sale. They're really good. I'm getting the Galaxy S3. It'll be 96 cents with an upgrade. So instead of paying that big $150 bill, you know.
Yeah, no one wants to have to pay that.
Yeah, just pay me a dollar right there, you know.
Yeah.
You're so cheap though. I've been like, it's been on sale. I've been like, hey dude, it's $100. Hey dude, it's gonna be $50. Hey dude, it's.
I'd much rather pay my 96 cents.
Cheap ass.
You wait till the last second.
Wait till the last second.
You're gonna be stuck in Sam's all day trying to get that phone.
Probably. How much am I gonna be paying for the Note 2?
$300.
$300 for the Note 2.
Yeah, I'm imagining it'll be by the time you're ready to get one though, it'll probably maybe for like $50 off, $100 off something, hopefully.
Yeah.
They do seem to cycle their phones out really quickly.
Yeah.
You think it's a good phone though?
I'd get it. It'd be the one I'd get. I would
I think that's he was getting the Lumia.
I'm getting the Lumia, yeah. but the only problem is it's not the super high-end version. It's the mid-range version because Verizon's not getting it because AT&T signed an exclusivity deal for the 922.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's stupid. But
what do you miss out on because of that?
It's just bigger, and it's a little bit faster.
Gotcha.
But the difference is on the 822, it has a micro SD slot, and the big one doesn't. So okay. It kind of makes it good for me because I can just drop my 32-gig card in there and be set. Yeah.
You need to swap them out if you need to.
Yeah, and the Windows 8 phones are pretty cool. I played with one at work, and I mean, it's more Windows 7. I mean, it's more of that, but I know it's the smallest thing, being able to mix your tiles and place them where you want to and not having just five big square tiles that, you know, you have to scroll all the way down on your phone. Having everything on that screen makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
But Black Friday, I think, to me, like it's the first time I'm not having to work at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. Like, we're opening 24 hours. Like, we're going to be, I mean, 24 hours, 22 hours that day. Like, because we're opening at midnight. So, the crew that has to be there at midnight is working, like, midnight to 12. Because we can only work 12-hour shifts. So, like, I'm working, right. like, 10 to 10. Or, like, 9 to 10, whatever.
Gotcha.
So, like, it's the first, I feel like I'm going to miss out on it. Because I'm not going to be, you know, batting people away. It's 5 a.m. because we ran out of laptops or whatever. but, I mean,
it'll be less stressful.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm gonna get up at like 5 and just be like, I should just go to Walmart and see what's going on, or I should probably just.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, it's fun to watch all the batshit crazy, you know, housewives that are running around with their husbands' credit cards.
You've already convinced me to go.
Buying like
you can take Britney's credit card and just yeah
yeah, and then they have some of that
parts
yeah.
full of just random things that. No one on earth would possibly need that many of. Like, a cart full of 50 towels. Like,
yeah, because the towels, I remember the big towels where there was a fight at the Jackson Walmart because there was somebody, they were fighting over towels. And it's like, towels normally, I mean, you're like, what, $2 or $3 a towel?
Fighting over towels.
But they were like 50 cents. So people were just like, if we're going to fight, if we're going to fight, Brandon, we're going to fight over a TV. Like, we're going to fight over something that I'm saving a couple hundred.
I'm not going to fight you over a hand towel.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, we're going to fight over something that's going to save us a couple $100. Not
yeah.
tens, not a dollar $1.50. It's not worth the jail time for a dollar $1.50.
No.
But, I mean, I think it's getting crazy. Like, if you think about it, I mean, we're not very far away from Christmas. Like, it seems like it's gotten, yeah, we're all getting old.
Back in my day, we lit LAN parties in Goldeneye and Burberry.
We had to walk uphill to school both ways.
Both ways in the snow.
Yeah.
And something else that's going to make us feel really old. Nintendo Power's last issue, they're canceling the magazine, is December 11th. And I don't know, I mean, I'm sure you guys are like me, like you read one issue of Nintendo Power back in the day and never touched it again. But it's just kind of sad to see that it.
This saddens me,
dead.
Yes.
I just remember when
is
I.
Is it going to go to electronic form or anything?
They're just killing it, I think.
Wow.
When I was, I remember the first episode of Nintendo Power, I remember I had Diddy Kong Racing, and I bought the Diddy Kong Racing episode of Nintendo Power because you could open it and it had track maps. And I was just so excited. Like,
I only had one game. I only had Diddy Kong Racing, and so I was like, yeah, I can use my track maps, and I take my Nintendo Power to school, and, you know, I don't know why. Nobody let you read it at school, but I'd have it in my backpack just in case.
Just in case you had a chance.
Just in case I had a chance. I remember that issue, and then the GoldenEye issue. But, I mean, it's just, I guess, the sign of the times. Everything's kind of going away from magazines, and that's, I mean,
technology has ruined magazines. But do you reading?
I remember being a kid, though, and, like, knowing around the 15th of every month or whatever, I was going to get an issue of Xbox Magazine. I was going to get an issue of whatever, you know?
And they used to always get Game Informer or Game Pro.
Game Pro.
Yeah.
Tips and Tricks was the same way.
Yeah. Now, all those, I mean, you could sign up for them and they'll send it to your email.
I just don't feel like that's the same, though. Like,
no, I know. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it was just the fact of having those in your hands. I mean, you would have, like, a stack of them.
But you guys,
I
mean, Nintendo Power has been in production since 1988. Woo! 1988. And, I mean, it's bad. I mean, I guess you're looking at this, I mean, I don't know a magazine's market now. I don't know a video game magazine's real market. Unless you get something super early that you can do, by the time you get something, get it out to press or whatever, you're behind. Like, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to have the GTA. We'll get GTA 5's trailer in a magazine 2 months from now because they've already pressed this month, and then next month, is it going to be in time to ship?
Yeah.
So, I mean, their deadlines must be crazy, but I just remember, like, the Nintendo Power I remember the best was that Diddy Kong Racing one. I must have just read that magazine like 1,000 times.
back before we had internet, that's what you'd turn to see what was coming out.
Or if your buddy had the code book, like, you'd call and be like, dude, I'm stuck. Give me the code book.
I remember,
like,
doing that.
Yeah, like, you just called
it on the old Game Shark.
Game Genie, Game Shark, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Game Genie.
It's one of those things, like, I guess that time, I mean, the you know, it's just, it's going away, and I guess, I'm not really sad about it, because I've never, like I said, Nintendo Power I read 10 years ago, but it's one of those things, like, you just assume stuff like that's always going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Xbox Live Magazine used to get the demo discs. I remember that, because I had that, too.
Demo discs were gone.
Demo discs are done! Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess going into something a little just different completely, we'll start talking about, what's this GDOC mess? Are you that excited about the...
Well, seeing as I'm getting Samsung, and there's a lot of people out there that have Samsung products and don't have a docking station that's made specifically for them. I mean,
only
you go to
Apple.
Any store, you go to Best Buy, I mean, you walk down the aisle that has all the docking stations. You have 15, 20 of them that are Apple. And then you have one docking station that's a universal and plays like crap, looks like
a headphone jack. It doesn't even have that. It can't charge your device at all.
You can't charge or anything. Well, Grace Digital, which is the company creating a GDOC, which will allow you to play and charge your Galaxy S2, Note, and Note 2.
Yep.
And so, you know, as for me, I'm getting the S3, so, you know, this kind of excites me. It's something that I can actually put my phone on and actually use it for, you know, one of the big...
Does it charge it, too, when you dock it? Is it
yeah,
like...
it plays... You're allowed to play your music through it, and it'll also charge it. And
does
it also
have
comes
a
with a remote.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was literally asking that as you answered the question.
Nice. What else you got on the tech front there, Joshua?
There's also a company coming out with a thing called AdTrap, which is rumored to block ads on your computer. It connects to your network, so it'll block ads on your computer, on any device connected to your network, and it's also reported to remove ads from streaming devices like Apple TV, Google TV, anything on YouTube. It'll block the ads off of it. It'll probably run you around $125, though.
I just imagine, though, as soon as that comes out, like, they're just going to get... It's like when Dish did the Hopper, where you could skip the commercials. Like, DirecTV's like, whoa, you can't do that. You know, like, I think that sounds cool, though, because we were trying to watch the Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer, which we completely forgot to talk about.
True.
we're that excited about it. We completely missed it. We spent more time ranting about Nintendo Power than we did Grand Theft Auto. But, you know... It looks cool.
It does look pretty cool. It looks like you get to be a psychopath this time.
Yeah.
But you gotta wonder, is it gonna just be more of the same?
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure I'll get it, and I'll get to that point where there's a mission where you have to drive 50 yards across or 50 miles across the map. I'm just gonna say no.
No, I'm done. Eject.
It looks good, though, graphic-wise. Looks good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if that's all in-game. I mean, it's gotta, some of that's got to be.
A lot of that was cinematic.
But yeah, not to derail you. I completely forgot we didn't talk about that, though. But what else you got?
This may not apply to many people, but I thought it was pretty neat. It's interesting. MasterCard is releasing a new debit and credit card that has an LCD display and a keyboard on it.
Mark of the Beast.
Now, it functions just like a normal card, but the LCD screen and the keyboard will allow you to connect to Wi-Fi network, your phone or whatever, to be able to know how much money you have or whatever you have to do.
So I'll just get on my credit card.
You can get on your credit card before you swipe it.
So I can be like, oh, is my check cleared? Oh,
looking at the
cleared?
Little tiny screen that you're going to break.
Yeah, on the tiny
like at
12:01,
you're waiting. Yeah. Has my check hit? Has my check hit? Yes. But yeah,
I use Visa. I mean,
I'm sure it'll be one of those things. I'm sure it's a card company that makes it. I'm sure that MasterCard.
Yeah. Eventually, it'll probably outsource to everybody. Everybody will have LCD displays.
And what's this that you got here about the old iPhones?
Well, and according to the rumor mill, the iPhone 5S, reports from China say that they're going to start trial productions of the iPhone 5S before the end of the year. Now, if it does that, then the release date for it would put it in the first quarter of 2013. Now, my question is, are they putting the 5S to pick up everybody that did not get the 5, or are they just
punch? My thing is okay, we sold the... I think Apple is shooting themselves in the foot in a lot of ways, and this is kind of going back to what I was having a conversation with my boss about this the other day. You buy a new iPad 6 months ago, right? And today, you know, last week they announced a Retina iPad.
Yeah.
The $100 for 6 months ago is not good anymore. Like it's you know, you're falling behind.
Yeah. The iPhone
right.
iPad 3.
If you keep doing this to people, like if you keep segmenting that market to where there's okay, this app will run on the iPhone 4, the 4S, the 5, the 5S. You know, but not the 3GS. That's what I'm getting to. Like Samsung and Motorola, we were talking about, are really bad about this too. Like they'll do the Razer Max, like a month later, the Razer M 3 months later. It's like just stop. Just do one phone every 2 months, 3 months. You know, like if there's
yeah.
But I mean, like we see it all the time. Like you'll get a like we'll get the Razer M's. We'll be like, cool, the Razer Max is, you know, the Razer Max is out. That's gonna be a good phone for the holidays. Razer M's, okay, well, maybe Motorola jumped, you know, shot another one real quick. It's going to be great. So that's going to be the good phone for the holidays. A week later, the Razer Max HD is going to be the phone for the holidays. It's like, what are you... There's six Razers on the market. What are you doing? Like, just slow down. Just pump the brakes just a little. Just a tad.
Yeah, and just release
the
good
one. I think some of those companies are just trying to follow in the footsteps of Apple, the way that Apple pumps these things out. Like... And, I mean, there's not so much of a difference between each of them. Like you were saying, the iPad. The iPad 3, the only difference between the iPad 3 and the iPad Retina display is the Retina display. And
yeah, but, I mean,
it runs a little bit faster.
It's got the A6 in it.
Yeah, but they completely cut out the iPad 3. Like, they are not producing them anymore whatsoever.
But
so now it's iPad 2 and iPad Retina display.
Wow.
And
but
so everybody that bought
why
those
still
three,
make the iPad 2? Why? Like,
that's what I'm wondering.
Like, why?
Don't know.
Like, why still make the iPad 2? I mean, I guess if you're looking at barrier of entry, and I'll tell you guys this, the iPad mini, I didn't think it was going to sell at all. We cannot keep those things in stock at all. Like,
wow.
People are just beating down the door for iPad minis. And I'm like, for $70 more, you can get an iPad 2. I had a girl buy a 32-gig iPod, the new iPod Touch, right?
Yeah.
It's $299. I was like, for $30 more, you can have an iPad for
$30 more.
She was like, I want an iPod, though. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense, but okay. Have a nice day.
But you can...
$329.86 with tax
like
and
your
everything.
Your iPad is still an iPod.
Yeah, I mean...
It's still going to play music.
And it's just new and shiny. That's the only thing. But eventually, you're going to run out of people that are new and shiny.
Going back to the iPhone 5, I mean, what do you guys really think that they're going to be able to pump into this within this short amount of time? To be able to put into the iPhone 5S
The biggest complaints we have about work about the iPhone 5 is that, oh, that's it. Like,
yeah.
Like people are just,
yeah,
you know, like it's just longer. Like, you know,
My thing was, if they had came out with like a 4.5-inch screen to even a 4.3, just a 4-inch screen these days is just not going to cut it. Like, it's just,
there is no other phone that's at the top of its line that has a screen under 4.5 inches.
Yeah.
It is half an inch smaller
even
than
like,
all the other phones.
Like, you're looking at Motorola's top phones, let's just say they're top two phones. On Verizon, you got the Razer Max 4.0, or the Razer Max HDs of 4.7. You've got even the on AT&T, it's a 4.5 with their Atrix HD. I mean, with
the Samsung Galaxy S3 is a 4.8.
The Galaxy Note's 5.5. Like, they're even the Windows phones, like, they're 4.3. I mean, like, it doesn't make.
So then you put one out that has a 4. And, I mean, you would think with, I understand that, you know, you want to have it where, you know, it's usable, you can put it in your pocket and everything else, but eventually
I can fit a 4.8 inch, unless you're wearing skinny jeans, you shouldn't have an issue of putting a phone in your pocket.
I should be able to fit that giant phone in my pocket.
Yeah, I mean, no problem. Worst case, just wear a jacket. I mean, it's cold outside, just put your phone in your jacket pocket, you'll be fine.
There you go. That'll work.
I mean, I think, I'm not the world's biggest Apple hater. I had an iPad and I loved it. I just think that it scares me as a consumer. Like, if I'm gonna buy a brand new Apple product, what am I looking at 6 months from now? Like, am
another
I buying something that's gonna be outdated right from the get go? Like,
yes.
Like, and that's the bad thing about it. Like,
and that's what they're doing with all these people that went out and bought those iPhone 5s. They're, you know, right now, right around the corner, literally right after Christmas, everybody's gonna have the 5S. And
see,
how many of those people are going to be able to come back and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to fork out this money because I don't have an upgrade yet.
You'll be surprised. Yeah, I mean, like, I could see him doing summer. Like, I could see him doing, like, maybe June, maybe. Like, I could see him pushing to June, you know? But even then, like, you're still, what else? I mean, iteration is fine. Like, if you're improving gradually over time, that's fine. But to literally keep the same megapixel camera in the last two phones, to literally keep the same the processor's getting better, but
yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you, customers almost revolted about the lightning cable. Like, you ship this thing, you don't ship adapters. The iPhone 5 came out, what, October? Just now got the adapters.
So no one on Earth has been able to charge theirs or dock theirs.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, like, last week we got the docking cable. And I mean, that could be just, you know, small town electronic or, you know, retailer store. But at the same time, I don't think anybody really had them unless you could get them from an Apple store.
Wow.
But I just think it's one of those things, if they keep doing it, they're going to keep shooting their customer base in the foot.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know if they're just
people that have
money
iPhones
hungry
love their iPhones. Like,
yeah,
I can't hate. I mean, I can't really give, you know, people too much of an issue about, you know.
No, I mean, I can't say that I hate Apple. It's just the way that they force it down your throat. I mean, you know, they're like, oh, you're gonna buy this iPhone 5, and then 6 months from now, we're gonna come out with an iPhone 5S, and you know, it's gonna be a big middle finger right in your face. Basically,
I do hate Apple.
And I mean,
you have an iPhone.
I'm borrowing an iPhone because my Atrix broke.
I mean, I'm not saying that they have a bad product, you know, so that's why I can't say that I hate them. It's just, it bothers me to forcibly tell somebody that, you know.
And it's the name thing, too. That's, I guess, the thing that bothers me the most is that you'll see somebody come in, you know, and they'll be like, I want an iPhone 4. I want an iPhone. I want an iPhone 4. It's free. And I'm like, yeah, but that phone is 2 years old. Like, 2 years old, like but it's an iPhone, right? But it's 2 years old, yeah, but it's an iPhone. What else can I get you? Like, I mean, you can only talk so far to these people that just see the name iPhone and just assume that it's the greatest thing that they've ever seen, and it's just not in a lot of cases,
right?
But we've been going for about an hour. I didn't realize we'd been going that long. Closing up, do you guys got anything else?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I got nothing today, man.
You just bring nothing.
I brought nothing today. I figured someone needed to ask the questions, and I think I did my job.
That is a good part. You did play your part there. Of course, as always, we're going to be on iTunes. 5 stars is appreciated. JCB Radio on iTunes. We also are on jcbradio.podbean.com. The website's still coming. Don't worry. It's going to be here. It's just getting the time to figure out exactly how we want to do everything. As always, if you have questions, jcbradio@gmail.com, Xbox Live, Health Space Pack, Donut Space DNT and Judicial Space Josh. On PSN, too, the two of you that have PSN, it's Health Pack, all one word, so you guys can get me on there. I will be playing All-Stars next week a lot, so anybody that wants to join in, more than welcome to. Brandon, you got anything else, Josh?
No, I'm good.
Cool. See you guys next week. We'll probably record either Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on the holiday. I don't know what everybody's got going on, but we'll be recording sometime early next week.
We'll have those reviews next time.
Yes, we should have something more solid next time. We've just all been a little busy trying to get everything ironed out. But if you guys have any questions, like I said, JCB Radio, jcbradio.podbean.com. If you guys have any questions, holler at us. And I'm Cody Powers, signing us out. Have a good one, guys. Thanks.